This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Got a couple quick comments. Now, putting on a uniform does not make a person a good person. Sheriff's deputies often wear brown uniforms. So did Ernst Röhm's SA Nazis. Police wear black uniforms. So did Heinrich Himmler's SS Nazis. Luftwaffe and Kriegsmarine Nazis wore blue uniforms. So do some cops. TSA wears blue uniforms when they put their hands down blouses, up skirts, and down people's pants. Uniforms do not make a person good. And when you think about what George said and Rich Sheban said, we're talking about middle of the night, bashing down doors, and then the cops say, hey, we're tired of being targets. Are they kidding? Who's the target? So they bash down your door in the middle of the night with one team, and that team takes you to the clink. You get processed. You're on your feet, no sleep. Next thing you know, you're in court. You are not at your best. You're overwhelmed by this cadre of people who are interested in getting another notch on their conviction belt. So you are off balance all the time by these guys yelling and screaming at you, pointing guns at you, handcuffing you, pushing you around, slapping you in cells. Not letting you eat right or sleep right or drink right. And we're supposed to respect these people? Come on. George?
I'll say this. You know, what do they say? The old Roman maxim, who shall guard the gods? And power corrupts. Now, they've been... I've seen it where wallets would disappear when people would be arrested. If a police officer ended up being suspected of doing something wrong, he'd be put on paid administrative leave, which I would translate out to be as paid vacation. And yet, if a person's falsely arrested and was supposed to be guilty until proven innocent, and yet they're chained, they're processed, they're thrown into a cell, they're cut off from family, they're cut off from being able to communicate. The telephones inside prisons, from what I understand, are recorded, and you can't make a phone call out. Now, granted, there are criminals that, you know, jails were built for. But the problem is, as soon as you get in, as Rich Sheban says here, is that I remember, in other words, you're innocent until proven, you're guilty until you can prove with power attorneys and all kinds of money and resources that you're not innocent, or that you're not guilty, rather. So, Rich, what do you think?
Well, I have an article here, George, titled Warped Wishful Thinking. The Atlantic's Dick Pullman believes the Democrat Party needs a new massacre to make gun control first tier story. So when we have the powers that be buying and paying for false flags, just like what Macron did with these red scarves to combat the volunteer we the people of the yellow vest. Okay, when you have the powers that be paying the Antifas of the world and the Black Lives Matters of the world, and then you have the police standing back while Antifa, in front of the police, are doing violent crimes in front of the cops, it's very confusing and difficult for the people to respect the police. Now, I do believe that there are, and this is happening mostly when you look at these Democrats who are calling for false flags, calling for massacres, a new massacre. It's pretty obvious that these false flags that happen are bought and paid for, whether it be through mind control or drugs or antipsychotic drugs or people who owe somebody favors or people or who knows whatever's going on behind closed doors. Nobody knows. But what we do know is math. We do know statistics. We do know data that gun-free zones and sanctuary cities are the worst crimes and the worst murders statistically. So we have to, what we need to address is the solutions and the ideas. And we need to have public forums. That's the problem. The people are not, because of things like NewsGuard and the bought and paid for mainstream media, we are not allowed to speak up, and we're being our voices are not being heard. We need to establish citizen review boards that have authority over all police brutality and get rid of the commissioners, get rid of lawyers, the judges, the bankers, the politicians are all bought and paid for by the super wealthy, by the elite. And they keep using the word diversity and equality and all this crap. Well, we're in a time that's very obvious that true diversity isn't skin pigmentation shade or genders or sexual orientation or religion. It's ideas and solution that's intellectual for the benefit of the people. We have to start thinking outside the box, not lowering the bars and standards for victim group status based on what job you're in. When we hear a lot of this information coming from the mainstream media, George, Vince, and listeners, there's very little real news that comes to mainstream media. It's used to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people. It's also used to create demonizations, to discredit, to delegitimize individuals so the status quo can occur. It's to introduce new laws, policies, and precedents to, again, lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, which is metastasized like a cancer, and basically lower the standards for traditions, culture, and heritage in order to funnel money and opportunity away from the bottom 93%. We not only cannot control our own destiny, but it's affecting our safety. And pardon the tangent here, it's just like the wall. All we got to do is say no welfare, no food stamps to anybody who comes in as an illegal immigrant or legal immigrant unless they're here for 15 years paying and putting into the kitty. And then lawyers and judges who allow illegals to come in get financially wiped out and sued if that illegal does a crime that lawyer and judge approved them to come through into our country. It's so easy to fix. But the problem is the elite pays the middle management goons, like some of the ones I just mentioned, lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers, in order to keep the status quo. There's so many easy ways to fix these solutions. But, see, we are not getting the microphone on the national level. And if we do, it gets distorted, it gets taken out of context, we get talked over. And that's why the powers that be are telling the people on the ground to yell, scream, chant, because they can't compete in the arena of ideas and solutions like the new media / the alternative media, which they like to use. It's so obvious. Every move they make, they're telegraphing. Everything. It's incredibly obvious. And we don't. The first thing we need, which I've talked about till I'm blue in the face, George and Vince, is practice what you preach laws. And I can come up with thousands of them. I use a couple because we have very limited time on the air. Like, let's talk about, since we're talking about guns and police officers, let's just say, well, if Hollywood or some rich guy has security guards or hires them to protect them, then the little people could too. If they want to create a carbon tax, then let's allocate all this travel time and all these big houses that the elite have around the world and all the private jets and even public transportation that they use, and let's look at their carbon footprint. If they do it, we do it. Okay, practice what you preach laws. If we had practice what you preach laws, probably 80% of the crap that we talk about on the air would be fixed. But see, the powers that be, including the Republicans, do not want to do it because it's all a game. It's all the manufacturing perception, swaying public opinion to hold on to the narratives so the status quo can maintain its addiction to power, money, and control.
You said practice what you preach, Rich.
Yes, practice what you preach laws.
Yeah, I gave the class an example. I said that I filed a report. It's a tire fee. We have to collect a tire fee for every tire we sell in Missouri. And the state wants that money. So I said, okay, here's the filing. I did it in my own sheet of paper. I made up my own form. I refused to use their form. I'm not going to do it. I use my own form with all the information that I think they need, and it says at the bottom, and this is practice what you preach, right? Consultation rate is $250 per hour if you need my assistance, 8-hour minimum. What I'm telling them is they charge me for everything. If I want to go to a park, they charge me. If I want to have license plates, they charge me. They charge me every way they can think of. Anything that moves, they tax. Things that don't move, they regulate. Okay? They charge us for everything. And I'm saying, okay, here's a Rich Sheban example. Practice what you preach. If they can do it, I'm going to do it. Class, that's what I did. And I'm sending this in just that way. Consultation rate is $250 per hour if you need my assistance. 8-hour minimum. And when these parasites call me up or send me a letter, I'm going to say, the clock just started. You've already spent 8 hours times $250 per hour.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fine. I personally think most people would love to see government reduced by 95% because there's so many irrelevant jobs. And they get paid so much more than the private sector with total protection. There's hardly any attrition rate. It's almost impossible to fire them, and they get a big fat pension. It's a total scam.
George said something absolutely important. George, I'd like to hear a little bit more when we come back from this break. You said cops get paid administrative leave. That's versus those who are falsely arrested, who are accused and can't go to work until they get out of the clink. They lose their jobs. They can't pay their mortgage. They lose their houses and their cars. Let's compare that.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So when a cop does something like murder someone, shoots them in the back when they're running away from the police, cops get put on administrative leave and they get paid. Cops have been caught on their own body cameras planting evidence in Baltimore. Planting evidence. That's lying, cheating, false accusations. That's what they do. They've been caught doing it with their own body cameras. And what happens to people like that? Well, they get put on administrative paid leave. George said it best. It's a vacation. George, please continue. Randy in Houston, you'll be up next.
Yeah, I'll say this. Is that there's been police officers caught right in the act of stealing, or they were caught in the back seat with an underage girl, and they were allowed to retire and get their pensions. And you say to yourself, or if they're really caught in a heinous crime where it's going to come back on and they can't do damage control, they're fired. So, all right, they lose their job. But then they can go to another place and get a law enforcement job somewhere else. And then they showed that man, I won't go on. I'll just say they showed this officer. There was an unconscious individual that they had brought in from an accident. So he ordered the nurse against policy, and it was the policy that was agreed by the, from the police and the hospital administration, saying, okay, these are the guidelines we're going to go by, and they both signed off on it. And they wanted them to give, to extract blood so they could do an alcohol analysis on this man. Now, he was unconscious. He could not give his permission. So the nurse came out and said, listen, I can't do that because this violates the agreements that you and I make. Now, there were seven or eight cops standing around. Now, she was just telling him, she goes, I can't do that until he regains consciousness and I can get permission. I said, because that's a violation of the guidelines that the police agreed to and the hospital administration. Next thing you know, he grabs her, puts cuffs on her, roughs her up very badly, and there's six other police officers standing around. You could see it on their faces. They weren't too happy, but they were afraid to say anything. So rather than stand up and say, excuse me, you're out of line, to the other officer to say, look, you're out of line, you don't treat her like that. They all shut their mouth and just kind of like shut their mouth. And then they said, this guy, she got a sizable settlement later on, but that wasn't her intent. She was in tears. And she goes, what am I being arrested for? And the other officers are standing there. You could tell they don't agree what's going on, but they won't say a word. And they found out that that officer had been fired from another law enforcement outfit that for doing similar things. Now, that guy's not arrested. He doesn't go to jail. He doesn't suffer the same consequences as an ordinary, average American citizen who falls afoul of their nets. And the sad thing is that there are decent cops out there, but the problem is if they stand by, shut their mouth, and don't clean out their own ranks, then they're going to part and parcel be lumped in together with these corrupt, detrimental, poor excuses for human beings hiding behind a badge in a uniform who are acting like the Gestapo or the East German Stasi.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the article that you're referring to, or the story you're referring to, was from July of 2017 when a nurse in Utah prevented or tried to prevent the cop from drawing blood from a patient. Tried to. And the nurse gets arrested for doing the right thing. That's the problem. That is absolutely the problem. Now, what really should happen is the mayor should be fired. The mayor of Salt Lake City. Because this happened in Salt Lake City. The police chief should be fired. All the top lieutenants should be fired. All of the top brass should be fired when this happens. And that'll send a signal that this cannot continue. Because this kind of policing is allowed by the culture of the government corporation of that city. It doesn't happen without being blessed. The blue plague, the blue glue, doesn't happen without being blessed. It's all blessed by top management.
I know you got somebody waiting on the other line, so I'll sign off then. But it was good hearing you. And God bless Cousin Vinny, and take care, Rich.
See you, George.
Bye-bye.
George in New Hampshire, thank you so much. Randy in Houston, you're on next with Rich Sheehan. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never-before-felt wind chills.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, when my mom was alive, when I would leave the farmhouse, you know, for a short time, I'd say, Mom, and she was in her 90s. I'd say, Mom, you remember, right? She'd go, yeah, I know, don't let the cops in. And my mom, in her 90s, knew, no matter what they say, no matter what badge they flash, don't let the cops in. So the lesson for today is don't let the cops in and don't buy Homo Tim's phones. Randy, in Houston, Texas. Welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban and me, Vin Finelli.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Rich. I just want to weigh in on this deal. When I got up this morning, about 5:15, I was listening to the news about this president of the Houston Police Officers Association, and that just leaves a bad taste in my mouth because I'm a CPA. I'm a college graduate. But I got to tell you, if they've got a target on their back, they did it to themselves. And they have alienated people like me. When I see the police coming down the street, just like I think it was Sunday evening, my little girl was riding her bike right in front of the house. And I live kind of like on a cul-de-sac. And the HPD came driving down the street. I made a comment to my daughter, you need to stay away from them. Now, they've got, law enforcement has a problem, but then so does the American people. For the most part, the American people are sheep. Far too often, they're praising the police and law enforcement for everything they do and giving them the benefit of the doubt when they do something wrong. Well, if you're praised all the time and you're told you're a great person, what are you going to, how are you going to act? You're going to act privileged, just like you're some type of royalty. Well, when I talk to my friends, when I talk to people, most of them are like, well, yeah, you're right. This is kind of out of control, but we need their help. Well, I don't think we do. They are doing more harm for society than they help. Now, do we need to be stopping the illegal drugs coming across the border? Absolutely. Do we need to be stopping crime? Absolutely. But that's not what this is about. Kicking a door in the middle of the night, that, if they kicked my door in, I'd be shooting too, even though I'm not doing anything illegal, because I'm not sure that they're the police or they're not. Well, I kind of got on a rant, sorry.
Well, no, Randy in Houston, you are absolutely right. You said that people, I'm paraphrasing, that people say to you, we need their help. I called my sheriff because his deputy trespassed on my farm at night, in the middle of the night, riding around, snooping, fishing. I called my sheriff. That was on a Friday night. On Monday morning, I called my sheriff and I said, do not come on my farm. Do not trespass. Do not come on my farm. I was telling him in no uncertain terms, I do not need his help. I don't. I don't want his help. I don't want him coming on my property with guns. I don't trust him. Not just him. I don't trust any of them.
Just like I'm going to be the first to say I'm not a big Roger Stone fan. However, what was done to him the other night is absolutely outrageous. That's a waste of resources. And then to have their answer, well, we don't make the policy and it's our policy. What policy? Every time they do something wrong, they don't say, well, we followed the law. They never say that. They always say, well, we followed policy or we followed procedure.
And whose procedure? They make this stuff up. They make it up. Randy, I witnessed something that I couldn't believe. I was visiting on the East Coast just a couple years ago, maybe two or three years ago. And there was a party at this person's house in this neighborhood. And each house had about a half an acre. So the houses were not all that tightly packed. And it was a very nice neighborhood. Nothing out of place. It was very, very nice. Somebody called the cops on this party. The cops showed up in this huge, huge truck. It was like a SWAT truck. It was an emergency response black truck. It must have cost $500,000. It was like an armored assault attack mobile command headquarters truck. And it looked like a fire department truck. But the guys that got out of the truck had sidearms. And I was outside and I watched them. And they unsnapped the safety snap on their holsters as they were stepping out of the truck. This is a party with young people. It wasn't out of control. There were no, it wasn't wild. There weren't people running around naked. It wasn't fireworks going off. It was a party. And the cops showed up with this, well, that was just the first vehicle that showed up. They showed up in multiple vehicles, multiple officers, blue lights, red lights, white lights. They were going to tell us who's what. And I wasn't involved in the party. I was just a spectator or a bystander. But getting out of their car, I'm sorry, getting out of this command vehicle, unholstering, that's nuts.
Well, there's a prevalent attitude in this country that law enforcement's welfare and lives are more important than mine. And I just absolutely am not going to accept that. Their life is not any less than mine. I don't say that their life is less, but their life is no more important than mine. But yet our society keeps telling them, oh, it's okay to do this. It's okay to do this. Well, no, it's not okay to do this. And I don't know what's going to happen to get people to pull their head out and realize that this type of action is not helping things long term. It's not even helping things short term. I am at a loss of what action, what words to say to people to get them to change.
Okay, I watched with Mrs. Finelli, I watched a video we have called Schindler's List. And it was about the Third Reich Nazi Germany and rounding up people and killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Class, if you want to see what could be coming our way, and it's not like we're imagining this. This happened. This is historical fact. These guys in black uniforms, these guys in tan uniforms, were executing people because they felt like it. This has got to stop. And that's why I said we need to fire the top management. Fire the mayor. Throw him overboard. Recall him. Put him in jail. Arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
Fire the police chief. Arrest him. Fire the top management. Arrest them. When a cop shoots somebody in the back, arrest them. That's murder. You can't say, I was in fear for my life, and so I shot this guy running away from me in the back. I shot him because he was running away from me. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to shoot somebody in the back without being charged for murder. I can only defend myself when I feel there's an imminent threat of serious bodily harm or death. So some guy's running at me with a knife and he's 5 feet away, I can shoot him. Because that's bona fide. But I can't shoot somebody running away from me. I thought he had a gun. I thought he had a gun. How many times do these parasites say, I thought he had a gun? And that gets him cleared of murder. I thought he had a gun. How do they get away with it? Because the cops, the judge, the prosecutor, the jailers, the sheriff, the state cops, the fed cops are all in it together. They're all in it together. And why is it that so many people who have traffic violations get convicted if they go to court? About 3% of us are found not guilty. That's just so it has the appearance of being a fair trial. Well, I remember, geez, boy, it was years ago, but yeah, I think there was a guy that got found not guilty, I think, maybe. But everybody else gets found guilty. Fines and court costs. So you might want to do what I did, class, and put on your tax return, if you choose to pay taxes as I have. It's all above board. I don't cheat. But I tell them that now, if they want my attention, it's going to cost them $250 an hour, 8 hours minimum. And I mean it. I'm sick of it. Rich Heben, you've been pretty quiet. Rich, you there? I know you're there.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, are you...
What we need, guys, is patriots, not politicians. Okay? Now, I've said many times to be aware of official authorities and so-called experts. Randy, I totally agree that the people are turning into sheeple. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I've been on the air for 6 years. That's why I give talks. That's why I do all the things that I do, is to wake people up and make people realize that we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by the so-called powers that be. But I also talk a lot about the Communist Manifesto. I talk about Alinsky and Marx and things of that nature. But I'm going to basically... Bear with me here, and I'm going to have to do most of it after the break, but
yeah.
For the 13 rules of radicals for Alinsky, and I'm just going to go through three of them, Vince, after the break, and show you how this applies to what's happening right now regarding the context of our discussion.
Randy, would you like to stay with us?
No, I got to hit it, but y'all have a great morning.
Feel free to call in anytime, Randy. You're one of us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I interrupt this broadcast for a very important announcement. Fresh fruit in 18 states is recalled over possible listeria risk. Okay? And this is from the HuffingtonPost.com. Fresh fruit in 18 states recalled over possible listeria risk. Plums, nectarines, and peaches sold at Aldi, Costco, Walmart, and other stores could be contaminated. Fruit sold in Walmart, Costco, Aldi, Fairway Market, Hannaford, and Market Basket stores are also subject to the recall, and the affected distributed fruit was also at small retail establishments in Alabama, California, Georgia, Illinois, Kentucky, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Virginia. What are we talking about? At Aldi, nectarines, peaches, and plums in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. Costco in California, nectarines. Fairway Market in New York, nectarines and peaches. Hannaford in Maine, there were peaches. And Market Basket in Massachusetts, nectarine and peaches. And Walmart, where? Nectarines in Kentucky, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. Some 1,727 cartons of peaches, 1,207 cartons of nectarines, and 365 cartons of plums are being recalled. The origin of the country was Chile. So, word to the wise, I would suggest avoiding eating plums, nectarines, and peaches until this is over. Just my thought. Rich?
Well, let me go back to, we only have a couple minutes here, so let me go back to my point. I just want to read a couple of things from the Saul Alinsky's 13 Rules for Radicals, which I believe Hillary Clinton did her thesis on, and I believe Alinsky dedicated the book to Lucifer, but that's not my point. My point is, I'm going to read a couple of things to you under the 13 13 rules for radicals. Number 11, if you push a negative hard enough, it'll push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side that can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. So what the police are doing is trying to say, oh, we're going to get shot and blah, blah, blah. They're trying to get sympathy and be the underdog. Even though I do everything in my power to stick up for the police in many instances for many years. Basically, there's certain people in every group, in every institution who's allowing themselves to be bought and paid, and the true victims are the people, the little people, the poor and the middle class. Number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. I mean, this is real demonic stuff. And this is why, you know, a group, a police station, the FBI, the CIA, they're an institution. Number one, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. That means the little people, we either have to go to war on the streets or the powers that be will not allow us to use common sense and logic and practice what you preach laws. And this is why if people woke up to this, if enough people said, let's do practice what you preach laws, let's have self-sufficiency preparedness schools around the country, let's get rid of this Alinsky Marx Communist Manifesto sandwich that would be in force-fed, which is basically all subsets under political correctness, just like victim group status and group identity politics. When I say things over the years, I try to concentrate not just on things that are being done to us and that are wrong or illegal. I try to give ideas and solutions for everything that we talk about. But people need to be aware of Alinsky. They need to read it. They need to read Marx. They need to read the Socialist Manifesto and Cloud Flip and Piven. They need to realize that the game plan, the playbook, is being followed by the elite to the letter. Okay?
Yeah. And, class, if you'd like to listen to us on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube, Ron Gibson strips out the commercials, and you can find us. And I'd love to see your comments. You can listen to us on YouTube on the Ron Gibson, J-B-S-O-N, channel. And post your comments. I'd love to hear what you have to say. See what you have to say. Rich Sheehan, thank you so much for being with us. Spending so much of your time. Yeah. Thanks again.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.